Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I want to remind you that you are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are called by God to show forth His praises, praises through the way that we live our life. Our life should be a worship and a praise to our God because we love Him and we're devoted to Him. Today, we want to continue to have a conversation about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. We've invited one of our incredible regular co-hosts at this stage, like that we have Ella Coleman, to talk to us today about elevating in the atmosphere of the new year by understanding our purpose. And Ella, I wanted to welcome you to the show, but I want you, if you will please take some time out to tell us your purpose story. How did God capture your imagination about purpose, and why do you believe it's very important for us as believers today to understand and to capture our purpose?
Well, God captured my attention and my imagination and my commitment with purpose in the fact that I was always a person that was an encourager and a person that, I guess, kind of went around and just kind of blessed people with a joyous kind of demeanor or whatever. And for years on the radio, I did shows just on solutions, solving problems, and people tended to gravitate toward that because people needed help. But my purpose, that's how I ended up getting into my purpose, and also the Lord spoke into my life. The Lord spoke to me and told me that He had called me to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Wow. And when I heard His voice, that added to what I was already doing because that put more depth and more seriousness in what I was doing. So then I began to, everything that I did was to glorify God. And that is my purpose in the sense that we are multifaceted people anyway. So we have to be parents. We have to be teachers. We have to be friends. We have to be singers, many of us, in different areas. Your purpose is deep in the sense that you are an instrument where God uses you to answer a problem in society, in your family. And so my purpose ultimately is to solve the problem of sadness and people not being able to, get beyond where they are. So that was my purpose, and He ended up giving me a magazine called Purpose. To make a long story short, it ended up manifesting in different ways, but the purpose was always to inspire. The purpose has always been to bring hope and to ensure people of a future in God.
Well, that's powerful because some of these terms, we just loosely throw them around, especially in kingdom circles. But I think it's important that we slow down and understand what Isaiah 48, 17 declares to us. It says that Jehovah, the Lord, thus say Jehovah, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Jehovah thy God who teacheth thee for thy profit, who leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. And there is a unique path and purpose and journey and territory that God has for each and every one of us, every single one of us. There's not one of us that doesn't have a unique purpose. Just like all of us, 6 billion people that are in the planet, we all have different fingerprints. Not one of us have the exact same fingerprints because there's a uniqueness about each of us, an intent that God has for each and every one of us. And I think walking in that intent, walking in that vision and that assignment that God has for us always germinate from the idea of purpose, that I was created for purpose. But your purpose, your big why, prescribes to you a particular potential of what you can do with that purpose. Can you help us to define and crystallize what potential is to us as individuals that are in God?
Well, potential is really based on capacity. And God gives us capacity to heal the sick. God gives us capacity to raise the dead. God gives us capacity mm-hmm. to teach children, to change lives. We have mm-hmm. great capacity, but capacity and potential does not necessarily mean that we reach that potential, because even our brain, mm-hmm. Our brains are operating on 12%. Our potential is usually much less than what we really can, you know, much more than what we really can mm-hmm. manifest right now. That's why we are always striving. We are always moving up. We are always advancing for the kingdom, because the Bible says the kingdom of the Lord suffered violence, and the violent must take it by force. This is what it's talking about, because what is happening is we're dealing with forces. And when forces come together, something happens. When a negative force and a positive force come together, you're going to get something out of it. And so we are in a world that's, you know, beating up on us each day. And what we have to do is to be able to take what's within us, which is the kingdom of God, and to take mm-hmm. that capacity and actually apply mm-hmm. it. Applying your capacity, applying your potential is how you move into purpose. You can't move into purpose if you retreat and you don't meet the challenge. So meeting the challenge of operating in some of your capacity, because God gives us capacity. He gives us much more than we can handle, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, because as we think, you know, as if we really think about it, if just 12% of our capacity is being used, even the very greatest or the very mm-hmm. genius of those who have discovered mm-hmm. great things and did more than a lot of people, if they only mm-hmm. use like 10 or 12%, then where is the other 88 to 90%, right? And that other mm-hmm. 88 to 90% is capacity, our potential. Do we want to push ourselves to get more of it, or do mm-hmm. we want to just not reach that potential? You know, you see a person like Nelson Mandela mm-hmm. who had to go into the recesses of his capacity to love, mm-hmm. to forgive, and then God, you know, it certainly wasn't the devil that raised him up out of 27 mm-hmm. after 27 years of being incarcerated. So we see the manifestation of capacity. And I just wanted to give that example, because that was one that just was on the news and everything, and people can easily relate to it. Okay, that's it for that one.
And I want to say he's an excellent example, because potential is not what you have done. Potential is not what you've done. It's what you are able to do.
Right.
And we are able to do a lot more than what we are actually doing. And so let's take a destiny break right here, and let's come back and talk about tactical strategies. You know, I'm all about the strategies of how do we execute the concept of potential in our life. How do we elevate our living by tapping into the potential of what we're able to do? It's not what we have done, but it's what we have the capacity to do that we're not yet employing. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and bold by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, I'm Daniel Haupt. I'm your host of the Voice of Destiny show, and our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can realize your potential to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Our guest today is Ella Coleman, the founder of Elevation Enterprises, a great company that's bringing elevation, motivation, and inspirational products to the world, to our generation, so that we can understand our capacity and our potential you in God. And we've been talking about elevating in this new year that we're in by triggering the strategies of potential and purpose in our lives. One of the scriptures I love that speak to potentials in Genesis 1st chapter verses 12, it says the land produced vegetation. How did the land produce vegetation? By having plants bearing seed according to their kind and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. This principle, this science, a potential is something God created, and it was good. So our potential is has the potential of performing itself or reproducing after its own self. And so what is it that we need to understand about mechanizing the potential that's on the inside of us? Because all of us have potential because of the purpose in which God's given us. God would not purpose us for a thing if he didn't give us a potential to do it.
God gives us the potential to do everything he said that we would do. One of the things that can hinder potential is motive. When your motive is not rooted in God, when your motive is selfish, when your motive is not lining up, your potential is greatly decreased. And so we were using Nelson Mandela because he's fresh right now in the news. But Nelson Mandela, you know, when his purpose was to be raised up and to change a nation, South Africa. But his purpose was also to show love, to show after suffering. It was because of the suffering, and no one wants to hear that, but after suffering for 27 years, God did something inside of him that prepared him for what God wanted for him. Because he wouldn't have, before he went to jail, I don't think he would have been able to just forgive and bring in the person that had him jailed, were jailing him at that time. I think he would have been like, no. So, but after suffering for years and then hearing from God in his spirit, because God can speak to whoever he wants when he gets ready, he knows that the way of God is to change the motive, change your entire paradigm so that it is focused on the things that are important to God. Because the things that are important to God is what causes us to be empowered. So that it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Was that Philippians 4:13? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. You cannot do a whole lot in your own power with just the motives that you conjured in your mind. And this is where a lot of kingdom people get messed up, because they think they can do things like the world system. The world system has the wrong motives, and that's why everything is falling in the world. The economies of the world are falling. The leaders in the world are falling because their motives have been wrong. It's not
because
what you
the world.
Do, it's why you do it. It's what is the generating factor behind what you are doing. Is it kingdom or is it world?
And I want to say the world's motivation for operating kingdom. We Christians aren't the only one that's espousing a kingdom. The people in the world have a kingdom, and the motivation behind the carnal kingdom of the adversary is to acquire power. It's acquire the land, acquire influence, acquire the wealth and opulence. For us as believers, the motivation isn't just to acquire those things. It's to take the responsibility for those things, for the people and the planet and the system that's in the world, to glorify our God. And that's what makes us different between us and those that are in the world system that are being driven by the energies and the lust of their flesh. We are being led by the Spirit to fulfill the craving of honoring God, connecting with our God, our source, through what we do. So the pursuit of happiness and success and opulence is not a matter of greed for us. It's a matter of worship. It's a matter of honoring God through the process of what we're doing. And when we're able to come into this revelatory position of our approach of achieving and excelling and being and doing what God calls us to do, it really does lift that cap, that limitation off of us that many times we have there because of wrong motives.
That's right. That's right. And then the other thing, too, is that, you know, we want to worship God. I know I just want to worship God more. I want to be closer to him. I just want to please him more. And it's getting more and more and more as the older I get, the more I want to do those kind of things. But here's where the balance has to come. You can't pray all day and don't love people. Okay? You have to have a balance in everything in the kingdom. So there's a time for everything and every season under heaven. Time and a purpose. And this is where some people get it wrong. When they find Christ and they get in Christ and they go to church, they begin to get more of a religious kind of mindset. where they, instead of them, you know, doing things God's way, they somehow get caught up to think they got to do this, 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 and this. No, your motive has to be to please God and to love him and his people. That is at the root of everything that we do. If it's not, then it is, I'd have to say, it is not of God.
Well, let's litmus come back
test,
and visit
litmus
that.
Test, and that's what we have to have.
Yeah, let's come back and visit that, because I think balance is so essential and one of the lost arts of the church, because the world is off balance because they're driven by lust. Okay, we should have a balance because we're driven by love. And so let's come back and talk about how does one acquire a balance in life to maximize and mechanize the potential of being and doing and having everything that God's destined for them.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, I'm Daniel Hopp. Our vision here is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. And we've been talking with the anointed and intellectual, gifted voice, Ella Coleman, about purpose and the potential, and the utilizing potential, maximizing our potential to mechanize our ability to be, do, and have what God has destined for each and every one of us. And so we need to understand that the potential gets interrupted when we have wrong motives, but also potential gets interrupted when we don't have proper balance. Jesus understood this. This is why he said, look, don't be like the pagans, okay, all caught up in all the rituals and absence of a relationship with the true and the living God, and live a balanced life on this truth. Seek first the kingdom, and then seek first the kingdom of God and all and my righteousness, and everything will be added to you. Don't get out of balance because of needs and wants. If you are seeking the kingdom and you're the expansion of the kingdom and you're seeking relationship with me, certainly I will meet all of your needs. So how do we move towards the balance? What are the first things that we need, steps that we need to take to acquiring balance in our life?
I would say the first step to take to acquire balance in your life is prayer. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I think, gives you the peace of God, as it says, I think it's in Philippians 4 and 6, I think that's the verse. When you seek God and you go to him first, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. So if you're seeking to start a business, if you're seeking to have a family, if you're seeking to get a degree, if you're seeking to be successful, what I've found out is that when you seek God first, then he's able to add the other things in, because your mind becomes settled as you seek God. You have that peace that surpasses understanding. It says with supplication. So that means that you are also interceding for others. So you go to God and you petition him and you talk to him and you pour your heart out to him and you listen to him and so forth and so on. And that within itself, when you hear God speak back to you, something happens internally within you. You are strengthened. The voice of God strengthens. The voice of God quickens. The voice of God enlightens. And so a lot of things that happen to us in the kingdom is supernatural. And so we have to tap into the supernatural through prayer in order to be fortified with power. Power is the ability to do. The ability to do something is based upon your ability to just rest in who you are and to move forward with the power of God in you, executing the things that you have to do that day.
Yeah.
If
and
you
prayer,
don't have that peace, you cannot really do anything. So you have a lot of people running around, they were trying to do this, they're trying to do that, but they don't really have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. This is kingdom. Jesus went to sleep.
And that's why
he went to sleep. He got rest. He
didn't
just stay up all night.
Yeah, yeah. Prayer, so, you know, prayer becomes very important. I love what Dr. Miles says about prayer. He says prayer is giving God license.
Right.
And interfere with earth's affairs. And so
absolutely,
when we talk about prayer, we're not talking about sitting down and just saying a bunch of words. We're
right,
talking about interacting and communicating with God. A two-sided communication is what we're referencing with prayer, because if there are areas that need order or balance in our life, in that process of communicating with God, God's going to communicate. God's going to
that's
express,
right,
okay, hey, touch this. Let's think about
that's
this.
Right.
Let's talk about this. This reason, this. And God does, in prayer, ask us the reason. You know,
that's
well,
right,
God, if
that's
I do
right,
this, and God, why is this not working out? And God, what if I pull this back? Will you? Can you authorize this? Oh, God, I want you to know that I'm not blaming you for this, because I know that you supply all of my needs, but there's something that's interrupting my needs being met, and I'm not quite sure what it's about. We're talking about communication. It's us going and affirming, Lord, I know who you are. I know. See, we're talking about not just a
mm-hmm,
bunch of words.
Mm-hmm,
we're talking
mm-hmm,
about legislating. We're talking
mm-hmm,
about worship. We are talking about requisitioning. We're talking
that's
about
right,
hearing. We're talking
that's
about
right,
sensing. We're talking about seeing. This is what we're talking about, prayer. We talk about prayer. We're not talking about a one-sided communication. We're talking about us talking to God and God talking about us. That's what we mean by what we say when we say prayer.
Right, and when God speaks, something happens. Something just happens.
Mm-hmm.
When God speaks,
absolutely,
things happen. It's kind of like, you know, E.F. Hutton, but it's, God
mm-hmm,
is much greater than E.F. Hutton. People,
mm-hmm,
God, when
mm-hmm,
God speaks, something happens. The other thing I would say would be the Word of God. See, a lot of stuff isn't rocket science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make, I mean, great revelation is
mm-hmm,
doing the simple things of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
one of the other
yeah,
things is just simply being in the Word of God, because when
mm-hmm,
we know what God said to us,
mm-hmm,
then we know what we can expect from Him.
Mm-hmm.
When we line up with the Word, God lines up with what He said in the Word.
Yeah.
If we don't
yeah,
line up with the Word, He can't line up with prosperity, and you're not lining up with
mm-hmm,
what He said to bring prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So when we
mm-hmm,
line up with the Word, then the Lord automatically is with us in what we do. So if the Lord says, love thy neighbor as thyself, and we line up with that, then
mm-hmm,
we automatically have a certain amount of power
mm-hmm,
in what we do, because if we're and that doesn't, and I don't want to get legalistic, this doesn't mean you have to go and just start doing a lot of stuff, but it does
right,
mean that you have to know what God said.
Wow.
You know, when I told you earlier how I got my purpose, how it really came into focus as far as that goes, and really I haven't even began to do all that God wants me to do. I've
yep,
got to get the Word to God's people. I'm a vessel for God to use to get His revelation to other people. When you say revelation, it's just not talk about, you know, expounding on a word that just makes us our hearts burn and that's it. We're talking
mm-hmm,
about a complete, total transformation in the hearts of people, so
wow,
that their motives are changed, their hearts are changed. Because God is not looking at a whole lot of things we think He's looking at. He's looking at our heart, and your heart is really what He wants. He doesn't want a whole lot of this stuff. He wants you. You are your heart. He wants
mm-hmm,
us. He wants
mm-hmm,
us signed, sealed, and delivered. Not one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. He wants us completely and totally sold out. Jesus said,
mm-hmm,
you know, you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. He
mm-hmm,
meant that.
So I think, and we're down to the last couple of minutes, but I think it's important for us to understand that one of the other ways that we mechanize or activate our potential is by living up to the requirement. There are requirements of getting through the gate. Now, when you look in the scriptures and the historical context of scripture, many of those cities had gates that had really wide gates. But then there were some gates that were so small, they were only uniquely designed for certain people to come through. And this is why Jesus talked about the eye of needle, that a rich man, a person that's relying on their own ability, it's so hard for them to get into the kingdom. You know, a rich man, because they're carrying so much of self. And God mm-hmm. wants us to let go self, self's ideas and self standards, and adopt to God's standards. And so I want to pick this up on the next show. Ella, please stay with us so we can continue this conversation. I want to remind our listeners that Ella is not only a visionary, a preacher, a teacher, but she's a motivational speaker that that communicates in corporate settings, church settings.
To connect with me, go to www.ellacoleman.net, and that's ellacoleman.net, ellacoleman.net, or call 614-530-4398. That's 614-530-4398. Thank you.
Okay, saints. Well, remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Remember, the Lord has many purposes for you, and man has many purposes for you, but it's the purpose of God that's going to prevail. God bless. We'll be right back on the next time we come together for the Voice of Destiny Show.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.